Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Veterans Day Edition, broadcasting live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America. By the way, hello to our friends in the Caribbean, as well as out on the worldwide internet. Now, special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via our satellite. A happy Veterans Day to all of you, and our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, everybody, regardless of what you're doing, special attention tonight to the snowplow drivers along I-80, I-90, I-94, east of Chicago. Special attention to you guys and girls. You are going to be working hard for the next couple of days. And to everybody working on this shift, the Third Watch, thank you very much for what you're doing. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And without further ado, here she is, Ms. Rosemary. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain, and happy Veterans Day to everybody. And I've got a surprise for y'all this week. I've never done this. We're going to celebrate it on my watch here every single night this week, so stay tuned, because I've got something different every night.
And that's because it's Veterans Month.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The whole month is. I don't think a lot of people know that, so we're going to stretch it.
They do now.
They do now, and they will this week. And by the way, some of you are, I know you're wanting a shout-out. I'm going to double duty those this week, so don't worry. Around Wednesday, Thursday, be prepared, because I've got to do a special, I have to do special prayers for those. I take them very seriously. Also, welcome to, we got another Dan. Hey, Dan, the professor. I got another Dan. Dan, our Navy man from Clearwater. Welcome, Dan.
Yep.
And by the way, you're already on my blessing list.
And he's listening right now.
Yeah, well, Dan, welcome to my city here. Anyway, listen in, because you may not have heard some of the things from me. If anybody's has not been on air in less than a year, it's all going to be new for you this week. Anybody else may have heard a couple of them, but the shout-outs, they're always new. They're always different. They're always, I never know what's going to come out of me. Anyway, to you, Captain, for your service, and everybody else, I hope I get all this on here. God bless you all. I certainly appreciate you all, and this is also in memory of my sister, Roberta, an Army nurse who died just actually a few months ago. She was older, of course, but this is in honor of her. I've never mentioned her, and if my nephew's listening, yes, I did it. I'm doing it. Okay, and that's Johnny. He served also. So God bless you all. We all have them in our family. Let's go there. But, you know, they don't live forever, but I was in our minds. Now, again, remember, you people, it's very important, especially if you've been on the show under a year. It's all going to be new material. The rest of you may have or may not have. I did one thing last year, and I'm kind of redoing because of a request. So you might gather what that is. Tomorrow night, the next night, you're going to hear about a veteran story tomorrow night. We're going to do veteran shout-outs. We're going to bless you. And then I have another one to end the week with. I'm just loaded. I've got more material than there are nights. So don't worry. We're gonna honor all of you veterans. I promise you. Okay. This is something I heard really over the weekend, the whole song, and I was just crossing my heart, you know, with my hand and crying. you know, because of you veterans, you know, you're very patriotic. You wouldn't fought for our country. In fact, the words are in this song. That's why I chose this one. I heard many of them, and it was a very emotional, well, you guys know me. I'm so patriotic. There's nothing wrong with being patriotic, people. Let's never be ashamed of loving this country. But from America the Beautiful, some of you do not know there were 3 and 4 verses. And they are the most important to me because it's about you all who, you veterans. So let's go there, okay, with the 3rd and 4th verses. Oh, beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife that you all, who more than self, their country loved, and mercy more than life. Yeah, that's you veterans. America, America, may God thy gold refine, so all success be nobleness, and every gain divine. Oh, beautiful for patriots' dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Oh, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. I've never been able to repeat this song without weeping. I love my nation. I love my country. And all of you who fought for it and are fighting for it, that's why I've repeated those words. You get it. And thank you so much. And I'm going to end with this one. This one, so important. We're going to place it over our nation because our nation needs it. I have never wept so much over our nation as I do now. And I know you all get it. We're kind of split, aren't we? And I just wish we could get it together. But some don't want to. And that's sad because of the patriots and what they went through. And all of you military and all of you people who gave for our country. It just brings me to tears. So here we go. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her. Through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. Oh, God bless America, my home sweet home. Welcome back, vets. Welcome back those who served in other places and those who are still serving. My heart, my soul, my tears, the love that I have for you all is so great. Thank you so much. And again, this whole week will be dedicated from me to all of you veterans, especially, but the rest of you too. God bless you, Captain, and thank you so much for your service and all of you. God bless you all.
Alrighty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, we appreciate her. And by the way, Catwoman and Road Dog said that was beautiful, Rosemary. And yeah, it was, because you forget about the words sometime until somebody like Rosemary brings it up. And it is all about the veterans. It is Veterans Month. It's all about Veterans Day today.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
By the way, Wayne Allen Root was on my show last Friday morning. I bring him on every couple of weeks. I'd like to bring him on every week, but he just can't do it because of the schedule he's got, being the number one show on Newsmax TV as he is. And with his radio show, his time just doesn't allow to do a lot of things like he used to. But he comes on when he can. So if he's got a big story or something like that, he usually lets me know, and then away we go. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son operators of Relief Factor out of Kirkland, Washington, just outside of Seattle. Now, remember, I personally have been struggling, and had nothing I can do about it, with arthritis, with all the fractures I've had and the surgeries and this, that, and the other, from all the injuries I've had in the line of duty, both in the military as well as in the fire service. And because of that, I developed arthritis. Now, I had to find something that would work, and I was taking the big-time medication, prescription stuff, and I got to the point to where I had side effects, and I said, nope, I'm off it. So then I loaded up on the strongest stuff you could get, which was Aleve, and that caused some internal bleeding. I said, well, I can't do this. So I heard about Relief Factor, and I tried it. I tried the 3-week quick start, which is exactly what you'll do once I tell you, you know, if you want to do this, all it's going to cost you is $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And that's all it cost me. Now, after 2 weeks of use, I knew it was going to work because it did. I use it at least twice a day right now. Occasionally, I'll cut back to once if I'm not really feeling any pain or discomfort. But usually that doesn't last more than a day or two with arthritis. So if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, ankle pain, knee pain, muscle aches in general, then let me suggest to you trying the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. It's $19.95 plus shipping and handling. It'll be due in about 3 days, and you'll be well on your way to finding out what I found out and tens of thousands of other people have found out. Now, the website to go to, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's a little video there, tells you all about Relief Factor, what it can do, what it will do, what's in it, how it works. relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Give it a shot. I mean, after all, what have you got to lose but pain, right? Worked for me. According to what they tell me, 80% of the people that order it stay on it. relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, joining us on the telephone right now, I do believe we've got Eric in Seminole, and if I do, happy Veterans Day to you and your boys.
Hey, thanks a lot, sir. Happy Veterans Day to you. I just want to, I heard Miss Rose talking, reading the lyrics to, God Bless America.
Oh, yeah.
Very powerful song. Yep. And if I'm not mistaken, it was first sung by Keith Smith.
That's right.
Way back in, I think, the 50s?
I think it was before that.
Maybe, okay, fair enough. But
yeah.
Powerful. People should check it out on YouTube, Spotify, whatever, if it's out there. But real quick, I'd like to stay apolitical.
Sure.
Right now, because of yesterday, November 10th, being the 244th birthday of the United
States. Semper Fi for my son and yours too.
Sir. Roger that, sir. And, good old Semper Fi to all of my Marines that are out there.
You betcha.
Spending time with those cats. And
I thought I might have seen you yesterday, but I didn't.
Oh, negative. No, I was I'm limited.
I know, but I figured somebody would figure out a way to get you over there.
Yeah, roger that, but you got stuff, options for the kids' school and stuff you got to prepare for. But anyway, real quick, I think that, I was watching some stuff, obviously online, and had to watch the fans of Iwo Jima last night.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was probably only let's put it this way, my other Marine son and I, we were filling in the blanks where they left out the more colorful, phonetic words that... Of course.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's be real about it. But real quick, I'm going to talk about the battle for Quezon.
Okay, I remember that well.
Roger that, sir. So I'm not sure if you were there.
I was there. I was sitting on a hilltop about 3 clicks away when they overran our position.
So the first battle occurred sometime in April of 67.
Yep.
Where the United States Marine Corps, one of the platoons out there, several of the platoons were devastated. Because they walked up on some spider holes that had been dug in by the North Vietnamese and came up their backside, so to speak.
Yep.
Walked right past them. A lot of far better men than I gave their last full measure of devotion.
Yep.
Then 68, they decided to take siege on Khe Sanh, and particularly, were there four hills around there?
Yes.
861.
Yep.
There might have been a north. I forget the those were all based on meters above sea level. So it's 861 meters above sea level. So I'm pretty sure that you saw some orange tracers going back and forth.
Yep.
And
yep.
Let's put it this way. I don't want to get. I'm going to quote something. That means a lot to me, a lot of the Marines, and particularly veterans in general, because today being Veterans Day.
Right.
It's attributed to an anonymous United States Marine on a sea ration box, which is for those old-school meals ready to eat, MREs for the younger crowd.
Right.
Anonymous United States Marine sea ration box, Khe Sanh 68.
Yep.
For those who defend it, freedom has a special flavor the protected will never know.
That's right.
I just want to leave it right there, sir, because I'll give it all back to do it all over again for one more time.
You bet.
So thanks for taking my call, sir. Semper Fi, do or die, gung-ho, get some.
Thank you. That's my buddy Eric. And, he's had two boys, one who's still in the Marines. By the way, he's on the fast track to be a sergeant. He'll be a sergeant soon in Korea. And his other son had a medical problem and had to leave because of a medical discharge. But still, he served until he got hurt, and now he's working with veterans. So kudos to him, both of them, and their father, too, and we appreciate them. Now, on Veterans Day, it's very difficult to talk about things other than what goes on with the veterans community. But unfortunately, we have to because there's too much stuff going on. Texas, there was a story in Texas that came out over the weekend. As a result of the election on November the 6th in Houston, The Texas Commissioner of Education, Mike Morath, notified the Houston Independent School District of his decision to appoint a board of managers to replace the elected school board there in Houston. Now, the reason for this is because Houston, a Democratic city, with a Democratic congressional representative, by the way, Sheila Jackson Lee is the one that represents these people, and a Democratic school board, their repeatedly poor academic performance ratings at a school in the district that triggered a response under Texas state law, money that was being spent, more money that was being gotten, more money that was being spent, and none of it was going to fix the root source of the problem. So the Texas Commissioner of Education decided, which he can do under Texas state law, to take control of the Houston Independent School District and all of their board members. Now, they can reapply to keep their positions, because under a state-appointed board, elected board members would keep their positions but lose any decision-making power to the state educational system, if that makes sense, the TEA, Texas Education Agency. Now, all I can tell you is that school is extremely important. Everybody knows that. And we've got schools all around the country, some of whom just don't pass the test. Now, school ratings released in August under Texas law could have led to the board being replaced separately by a special investigation. And the district appealed the failing grade of one of the district's high schools back in September, and it was denied in November because apparently they found out that this money was not being spent for what it was supposed to be spent for. And I don't blame the state of Texas for doing that, and kudos to them for stepping up to the plan. Now, is this something we might need to do at other school districts? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Make no mistake about it. This could be the prelude for things to come. Now, will the Houston Independent School District try to sue to get something done about this in their favor? Sure, absolutely. But in the meantime, they have lost their decision-making powers because the money that they were getting wasn't being spent on the things it was supposed to be spent on. It was being spent on other things to take care of who? Not the students, the faculty, the administration, new lounges, new furniture, new entertainment systems, new buildings for the faculty. Whoever heard of that? Oh, we need to have our own little building so that we can go there and not be bothered by things. Really? Are you out of your mind? What the hell ever happened to education in America? And with that, I'll let you think about that, because we are going to come back with our first military and veterans report. And we got a lot of stuff going on there for sure. Veterans Day, tell you about a lot of different things, a lot of places where you might be able to get yourself a free meal there, veterans, you and your loved ones. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Binman is apparently on his way out at the National Security Council. He had recently testified on Capitol Hill about President Trump's phone call with the President of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells CBS's Face the Nation, as planned, he's shrinking the council.
We're streamlining the National Security Council. There are people that are detailed from different departments and agencies. My understanding is Colonel Binman is detailed from the Department of Defense. So everyone who's detailed at the NSC, people are going to start going back to their own departments, and we'll bring in new folks, but we're going to get that number down.
Public hearings on the impeachment inquiry begin on Wednesday. Police have fired tear gas and protesters broke windows as anti-government demonstrators took to the streets in Hong Kong once again. At least one person was shot during the protest. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And on this Veterans Day, we, of course, are going to be talking about some things pertaining to Veterans Day, but we also have some military news to tell you about. And it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, who you're going to hear from right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
And you know, on this Veterans Day, I want to take an opportunity to remind everybody about the National Aviation Academy, because if you're coming out of the military or if you're a veteran and you're in a dead-end job, and I don't care if you're in your 40s or 50s or even your 60s, if you want to learn, they will teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech. And there's various levels of doing that, okay, various levels of doing that. They'll supply you with the tools, Do you get the esprit de corps back in your life that you remember back in the days when you served in the military? It's a great organization. Go to NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call. Take the tour at 800-659-2080 at either one of their locations, the one in Massachusetts outside Boston, the one in Clearwater, Florida, in Tampa Bay. And to everybody that's chiming in, to Eric, our Marine dad and veteran himself, we appreciate you. To our brother George, appreciate you. To LJ, appreciate the kind comments that you've been making out there. To Tammy, my veteran friend, appreciate her very much. To Dan, the Navy man, appreciate you and everything you've done. To all the veterans we met yesterday at Burt's Harley-Davidson Barracuda in, Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson in Largo. To all the new friends we made, to all the old friends we have, to all the people we met last Thursday at the Palladium, thank you so very much for your service to America. Thank you. And we will not forget you. We will not forget you. We've got your six here on this program. Now, today, if you're out on the road and you're a trucker, heard from Catwoman and Road Dog a little while ago. They said that the Flying J's were offering free breakfast all day, I believe, is what she told me. And, of course, that would be either at a Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill, their sit-down restaurants that they have there at the Flying J's. So if you're out on the road, you see a Flying J, pull on in there and grab yourself some free breakfast. I've had breakfast at 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon before, and even at 8, 9 o'clock at night, it doesn't hurt you at all. Sometimes it gives you a little lift up that you needed to have because it's got a little spark to your, puts a little wire, fire to the wire. How's that? So there you go. Now, the Pentagon is talking about the revenue from the oil fields that the U.S. forces are protecting in northeast Syria. We'll go to partner U.S. forces in the region and not the United States. So, does that mean, let's see here, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, and could it possibly mean Iraq? Is that where this is going to go? Because they are an ally in the region. We'll see. I don't know, but that's what the Pentagon had to say about the oil. In the meantime, in case you haven't heard, Iran announced that they found an oil field with 50 billion barrels of oil in it. You heard me right. They've located another oil field inside Iran. We'll see how that works out. Now, on this Veterans Day, we expect to hear something from the president about his intervention in the military legal cases of three different soldiers. There's a lot of people hoping that that number will double or triple because of other people that have found themselves in a compromising situation with maybe it happened, maybe it didn't happen the way the government said. But certainly in the cases of Eddie Gallagher, Clint Lorenz, and our military Army Green Beret Ranger Major, certainly we hope that things work out better for them. And we'll see. We'll know today. Don't know if it'll be announced today. I'm assuming it will be because we haven't heard anything so far, and the president's been keeping it close to his vest. Now, North Korea has come out again and talked about their concern over the Vigilant Ace aerial drill taking place right now between the United States and our allies over South Korean skies and the China Sea, and they've said that it is endangering the talks with the U.S. Well, they weren't really all that excited to talk to the U.S. again anyway, were they? Because if they were, they would have done a couple of the things that the president asked them to do, and so far we don't see him doing that, to keep firing rockets into the South China Sea, and they're testing with a little bit longer range rocket. I mean, that's not conducive to health, is it? And trying to help things out? I don't think so. So, we'll see what happens. By the way, more news on Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's inner circle. They are starting to, by they I mean the Turkish, are starting to capture these people as they try to sneak into Turkey under false identities and false proof and all that stuff. I don't know what these people are trying to do. Do they not realize that there's modern technology out there that's been set up predominantly because of these people to catch them at their own game when they try to fake their IDs and all that? Now, we also need to understand that being that this is Veterans Month, that there's an effort out there by the government, as well as many in business, to hire our veterans first, helping the veterans transition from military service when they come out of the active duty military. You get them either the right training to be able to take the training they've already had and get these certifications, for example, as I told you, National Aviation Academy, 100 times or more. Certification as an aviation maintenance tech. Even though you were certified in the military, guess what? Doesn't mean a thing in civilian life. You got to turn around and recertify yourself. Now, they have a quick refresher course for that. For those of you in the military, it's not as long as a 14-month course. you prove you can do what you do. You take the FAA test, and boom, you're in like fun. You're out there working on the street, and you have yourself a $50,000 to $60,000 a year to start with. Job, and you can make a lot more than that depending on where you want to go and what you want to do. It's that simple. There's many, many, many other opportunities, too. They're there. You can go through your Veterans Affairs officer at your local county seat and see what's going on there. There's also various veterans organizations, the American Legion that has a job board, the VFW that has a job board. Many of these posts, these individual posts you can join, have a job board. As a matter of fact, years ago, and it's been years since I've been in the post down in Sarasota, I'll be there Thursday night the 14th, by the way, with Kathy Chamberlain. I'll be speaking to you for about 5 minutes during this Veterans Month and letting you know a few things that you may or may not know about. Pertaining to especially your benefits, amongst other things, because things are changing. This is a changing world. We have a new breed of veterans, new things that need to be addressed besides taking care of the veterans that are already out there and what happened to them and how it happened. And finally, with all the rigmarole that took place, they finally got the Veterans Choice Act to help the guys out that live the furthest away, that had the furthest to come. They can't get there, and then when they do get there, they cancel their appointment. They got to go back 50 miles or more from where they started. I mean, it's ridiculous, some of the stuff that's going on. By the way, yeah, okay, Eric, I see that, and I'll get to that in a little bit here. Can't do it now. I don't have enough time. But, yeah, I'm aware of that. 1938, okay, I thought it was. Thought it was pre-World War II anyway. By the way, there's a Long Island firm that apparently sold tens of millions of dollars in Chinese-made surveillance and other sensitive security equipment to customers, including the U.S. military. Wow! Do you think the Chinese might have been spying on the military? When we buy their stuff? Holy smokes! Whose idea was that? And by the way, especially on our aircraft carriers. Oh, my goodness. Tell me this one isn't true. Holy smokes. Is that ever... Oh, boy. I'd want to find out who that was that bought that stuff. All right, Kathy, take us to break. I'll be right back and check the highways and byways.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
All righty, Smokey and the Bandit, that's the theme, and that's Jerry Reed, and he's probably got old Fred on the front seat up there in that cloud he's driving around on, along with the Bandit up front. Of course, he's up there driving that Trans Am too somewhere. Frog, well, she's still around. And don't forget, the sheriff is up there chasing all of them. There you go. So a lot of things going on. But this highway and byway report is brought to you by our pilots and Flying J's out there. By the way, according to Catwoman and Road Dog, today, the Flying J's, the sit-down restaurants there at the Flying J's, the Denny's, the Huddle House, or the Moe's Southwest Grill, breakfast, free breakfast for all you truckers. And as people in general, it's not just the truckers, it's not just the veterans, but they're telling me that now they're feeding just about anybody who goes in there that's out on the road today, because it is a national holiday, believe it or not. Now, we got a big mess out there from, from Wyoming east, from Colorado east, but however the Colorado situation starts with the eastern side of I-25, and it stays in Colorado so far. So far, snow is only in Colorado, up towards Denver, east of Denver. And then we've got, I-76 into Nebraska. We got us a general snow, eastern part of Colorado and up into Nebraska, all across I-80 in Nebraska. By the way, Cheyenne, you'll start to see it there. It runs north to Cheyenne up 25, also towards, further up into, well, almost to the Montana state line. And then you've got snow straight across I-80 right now to about a 75 to a 90-mile wide swath, if you will, across I-80, north and south, I-80 being the center of it. Then it goes across the southern part of Wisconsin and the northern part of Illinois. It drifts down into the southwestern and central part of Illinois. Springfield, certainly. Not quite to St. Louis, although that could change. Also in Missouri, you've got the upper part of Missouri, and I-70, stretch of I-70, west of St. Louis, where you got snow for probably, 60, 70 miles over towards Columbia, if you will. And then you've got snow in Michigan now. The snow has expanded in Michigan all the way across I-94 into Detroit and up I-75 Detroit up there to probably 60 miles north to where you got a lake effect snow warning. Western Michigan, lake effect snow warning up there towards the top of the Rock, towards the Upper Peninsula, across the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, as well as Wisconsin. Yeah, you saw it snow in Green Bay. Well, it's snowing there right now again. And you've got a winter storm watch and warning for the upper part of the Upper Peninsula in Michigan tonight, Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan over on the Michigan side. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. Coming across Indiana, all of Indiana right now is getting snow of some sort or freezing rain or rain further south until the temperature changes, and then it'll be freezing rain, sleet, and or snow, maybe all of the above. But going across I-80, going across I-90, I-80 all the way to Cleveland and to the Pennsylvania state line, and then east in Pennsylvania, probably looks like about 40, 50 miles so far. But up on I-90, different story. You've got the lake effect snow machine kicked into effect from Erie, Pennsylvania now. It's moved over a little bit. Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way to Buffalo, all the way to Rochester, all the way to Syracuse, skips to Utica, then goes north up into the Adirondacks, all of I-81 from Syracuse north up to the Thousand Islands Bridge north of Lake George, all the way up to the Quebec line, the Adirondacks completely embossed in a heavy snow warning, lake effect snow. In addition, heavy snow warning, winter storm warning for most of Vermont, most of New Hampshire. The northern part of Maine now is under a winter storm warning with heavy snow coming there. And we're talking about snow that's going to measure upwards to a foot or more very soon with the lake effect machine kicking in. And then the rest of Maine, General snowfall, rest of New Hampshire, general snowfall. So far, Boston is not in the mix. So far, I-90 through the Berkshires is not in the mix. But I'm going to tell you right now, that's all going to change as this system moves further east. In addition, you've got high winds. And those high winds right now, pardon me, coming across are going to change things around as the cold front drops down. Single-digit temperatures will prevail along I-90, along I-80, along I-70, along I-64, and probably down close to I-40. And then there'll be record-breaking freezing cold temperatures down in the south. There will be some areas along the Gulf states, Louisiana, over to East Texas, Mississippi, maybe even Alabama, maybe even the peninsula of the Pensacola area of Florida might get some record cool temperatures this week. But lots of wind warnings elsewhere. And don't forget, today you eat free. You get a free breakfast regardless of who you are at your Flying J truck stops, whether or not you've got the Denny's that's there or the Huddle House. Oh, the Moe's Southwest Grill. So stop by if you're out on the road. Take advantage of that. And veterans, just about anywhere you go today, identify yourself as a veteran. Wear your garb or whatnot, and you're going to get free food or free something or discount somewhere for something. All right. Well, first of all, let's find out what our friend Denise Simon has to say about Veterans Day. What's all this mean to you, kiddo?
Well, you know, I certainly appreciate all veterans. And I mean, we have some that are not, they're not going to be with us much longer because of the age of the wars that they, you know, they're hanging out on. And I really hate for them to, kind of leave us in that generation of World War II and Korea. Well, really Korea, I guess, here at this point. But, the other piece is, their families.
Yep.
You know, I don't think that we recognize that they go through, major losses. You know, the wives,
Gold Star
parents,
families. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, they do without a lot. Fortunately, there's good technology out there, like Skype and whatnot, where they can talk to each other, but, It's not just the veterans, but it's the whole veteran family, I think, that we need to appreciate.
Yeah, and it's a day for Gold Star families, those that have lost loved ones in service to America, a day for Blue Star families, those that have someone serving in the military right now. It's a day for everybody to reach out. And when you see the veterans walking around, and you will, with their caps or their shirts on or whatnot, just reach out and say, thank you for your service. That's all. Just thank you. And then just walk away and do what you're doing and watch the twinkle in their eyes, especially the older veterans. I'm telling you, it's just an unbelievable circumstance to have somebody recognize that. And I was at a location yesterday where there was a lot of that going on, a lot of hugging too, a lot of people coming up and really, really appreciating the veterans. Now, we are going to tease what we're going to be talking about because you wrote an article, but there's also other stuff going on. Is the president going to grant some sort of reprieve or whatever to these three veterans we've been hearing about? It should happen today.
Well, all indications are yes, but we shall see what happens today.
Yeah, because we haven't heard anything yet. I thought it would have happened over the weekend. I'm surprised it didn't. So now we'll see if somebody gets their sentence commuted or if they get a pardon or whatever the situation might happen to be. And the three we're talking about, of course, is First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, Eddie Gallagher, the most recent one, and then we have a Green Beret Major whose name escapes me, but he's also in the mix. There are some others, too. We can see some different things going on. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersPro.com, will be right back to me, and we'll be talking about the investigations that are going around will lead to an unmasking scandal. Aha. Uh-huh. Maybe, could be. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.